me love and affection. I give you. All right. I'm here. I'm jamming with that music there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for being here. It is such a great pleasure to have you all here. Thank you for listening to the vlogcast for those who are watching and the podcast for those who are listening to another episode of Married with Benefits, where we are about pretty much one thing, right? Having fun and educating people within the lifestyle, having stories, interviews, talking about experiences. We want to share that and just kind of, you know, get the joy out of it, right? Because we were sitting down, we were talking, my wife and I, and we were like, you know, we remember, we forgot how it was when we were new, and we were talking to some newbies one time. So, but let's go ahead and get some of this out of the way. For those who are listening to the first time or watching the vlogcast for the first time, I'm Lion Flood, one of your hosts. My beautiful wife, Candy Flood, is my host as well, but she's resting her throat from a pretty exciting weekend. So you take that how you want to take it. Let's get some little things out of the way. Here at Married with Benefits, we talk about our opinions and our experiences. We're not licensed therapists, pros, anything like that. So please take everything we say with a grain of salt. We just like to share and enjoy and kind of get some experiences from people like that. So if you have any questions, do me a favor. If you're watching this, drop your questions down in the comment section so we can see them and answer them, whether you're watching the live or listening to the replay. We love to see your questions, and that's one of the ways that we get some ideas for future stories. So that's one of the great experiences that we love seeing and experiencing with that. Currently, we are trying out some new systems, and you can see some of the new things in the background for me inside the studio here. We're adjusting a lot of stuff, and we're going to be experimenting with them and just trying to, you know, have fun with that and keep that going. So for those who are watching, we definitely appreciate that. And I love seeing the comments in there, so keep them coming. Today, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. What is that, you say? Well, the most part, we've been talking about experiences with women and couples, right? Today, we're going to give five little small tidbits for gentlemen who are in a lifestyle. Matter of fact, not even lifestyle. This could apply to just you in your regular life as well, right? So I'm going to jump right into that, and we're going to talk about a little bit of ways to kind of help you out in the future. And matter of fact, I got a real funny story in regards to this. I think I will share it with you after I finish giving those five life advice skills to kind of help you out there. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into where we're going to begin. All right. So, and while I'm doing this, again, still drop those questions inside of that comment section down there. And whether you're watching this on live replay or even listening to it directly on the Married with Benefits podcast, right? So let's go ahead and get this. We are talking about five tips on how to perform oral sex on a woman. Ladies, I need your help to kind of help me along with this. So if I am getting something wrong, or even if there is something that you would like to add, please let me know, because hey, I'm what can I say? I'm a man. I'm frail. I'm fragile. Right. So let's go ahead and get into this. Tip number one, gentlemen, you know what? I don't want to be that way. Ladies also, maybe you're a lady out there and you're trying for the first time. Hey, this could apply for you as well. Even though they say ladies know how to make ladies feel when they're doing that, so they already know. But hey, we never know, right? Anyways, number one, never, ever just dive right in. Guys, don't do it. I know it's the first thing we think, like, let's go right forward. No, it's like that beautiful engine that we want to purr, right? That 68 Mustang, and we got to rev it up, right? We got to make sure that they're tantalized and they want it. And I got some skills. I'm gonna tell you a couple of my tips here in a second too, but never ever dive right in. So the first thing you want to do is work on getting her in the mood. Never just start giving oral sex without trying to heighten her senses first. What do I mean by that? Give a little peck around the thighs. Take your fingers, your hands, rub on it, blow on it, kiss on the clitoris. Kiss on all of those. Did I mention this is adult themed? So I should have probably said that at the beginning if no one's the first time listening. I don't want to shock you guys, right? But you want to rev her up. In order to get the best reaction from her, you should spend some time kissing her, teasing her by stroking her inner thighs, but carefully avoiding every single part of the vagina. Don't go there yet. Make her want it. Make her say, "Motherfucker, why aren't you down there yet?" That's one thing to start off with. Number two, work slowly and gently on the vulva area. Blow. Give a little soft. Blow out the, it's like you're blowing out a birthday candle. Right? Blow softly on it. Get her going a little bit, the breeze on it. Trust me, your partner will enjoy it even more if you start slowly on the vulva area. And this is actually entails you kissing and slowly licking her, starting from the outside edges and moving inward. As you move into the middle, look at spreading her lips gently and licking the inside of them. Remember, take this slow, but it's essentially that you avoid her clitoris right now, because instead, this is all about continuing to tease her vagina in order to really turn her on. That's the ultimate thing. Take your time, get into that vulva area. We're going to keep this going with these tips. I'm actually kind of enjoying this. Let's jump right into number three. Be gentle though when you finally do get to the clitoris. Be gentle. Think of it as oh man, it's just a soft like cotton candy. Can I say, think of it like cotton candy where you're just taking a couple of those bites and you're slowly just munching on like cotton candy just a little bit, right? It's tasting sweet, but just a little bit like that. But here's a little tip. When it comes time for you to finally touch the clitoris, it is always best if you do it gently and focus on the hood. Remember that 68 Mustang, you want to make sure that hood of that car is really nice, right? Because we got a comment. I'm gonna get to that comment in just one second. I just read it and it's funny. My producer put it in my face. Because it's a well-known fact that most women actually get more pleasure out of indirect clitoral stimulation. When you do start licking it, always make sure that it involves soft and slow licks right over the hood. And simply do not put too much pressure on the clitoris. They say, I forgot the number, but there's thousands of nerves inside the clitoris, right? You gotta take it easy, okay? But make sure you do those licks right over there and don't put too much pressure, like I said. Simply, it's not required until she is highly aroused, at which point, then you can apply pressure. Now, I'm gonna read this comment. 8,000 nerves, okay? So we got 8,000 nerves, but we have a tip coming in right now. For those who cannot see it, who's listening to the podcast, my wife, her throat's hurting, but her fingers are not. She can actually still type this message. She said, "Please do not blow on it. That does not feel good. Uh-oh, I got to go back to class again." All right, I see what's happening. Oh, but she said it's 8,000 nerves inside the clitoris. Well, thank you for that right there. Everyone else is watching too. Make sure you drop some comments down there too, so we can get that on screen here for people to see it. Let's see, number four, excuse me. Use your fingers to get a good effect. Now, I know that this one is something my wife absolutely loves. When I tell you my story after this, it's going to make more sense, so I'm going to save it. But use your fingers, play around with it. It's just the same as maybe if she's having, having intercourse and being ate at the same time, kind of, right? If you really, really want to drive her wild with desire, then it is always a good idea to combine using your fingers with oral sex, as you can easily penetrate her. She's already kind of juiced up after you've kind of, tantalized her a little bit. You didn't dive straight in, right, guys? You didn't dive straight in. And then with your fingers, you also can touch her G-spot by having your palm facing upward. That's one of the key. Think of a G when you come around for that little circle area. You go up and you make that little button hook, right? And your fingers curled up to feel a rough part of the inside of her. As you lick her clitoris, don't blow, but you know what? I'm gonna say maybe test it out and ask your lady if that's enjoyable for her. Some people might find that a little bit more enjoyable. But by doing that, you'll be able to be giving her double penetration and double the pleasure, and you increase the chances of her having a more powerful orgasm. I can't stress that enough. A more powerful orgasm will increase a huge amount. Now we're coming down to the last one here. So we're gonna go right into number five. So number five, Johnny Five, number five, keep me alive. Noah, disassemble number five. Listen to her and pay attention. She will tell you if you're on the right track. She will let you know by her moans, by her body language. And you know what, ladies, do me a favor also if you're listening to this here. I want you to have an open line of communication with your man to teach him. We don't have a book, but teach us. My wife taught me. I'm not ashamed to say it. She taught me, and I got something I'm going to show you to verify that, okay? But gentlemen, listen to her. Make sure you're doing it. And what I want you to understand is that you must listen to her as she's getting closer to that orgasm. She will tell you exactly what she wants. She'll tell you to slow down, softer, speed up, whatever. And if you do as she says, this is where she may tell you to lick a certain spot, or she's going to push the back of your head down and more pressure. But whatever it is, no matter how uncomfortable you may be, it is important. Keep doing as she asks in order to make her actually orgasm with you. After she's climaxed, different story. Never just keep licking her clitoris. It is sensitive. We know this, gentlemen, after we, ejaculate and she maybe keep going. We understand this. But never lick her clitoris like you were before, as it is extremely sensitive. At this point, instead, it's best to slow down and just carry on. The only exception I'm going to say is to this is if she specifically asks you to continue, as some women will be able to have several orgasms one after another, and this alone will tell you that you are doing a great job. So we're coming back to the main camera. I hope some of these help you guys out there. It has helped me. Make sure if you got to rewind this and pause it to see and read some of these things, do so. If you got to stop this podcast and rewind it to this portion, do so. Trust me, it's going to benefit you. I want to show you this here. So my wife, she surprised me with this one day, and I'm gonna tell you, it is the funniest thing. And I actually posted a picture of this. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna post a picture of this also on the podcast, and so you guys will kind of understand what I'm talking about for those who are listening to the podcast instead of seeing this. So it is a certificate that she made for me. It says Certificate of Excellence. This award is to my husband, Lion Flood. You can't see that in the light, but it says for being the best at eating, you have come a long way. I'm telling you, this, it, And what am I going to be her for? I'm making sure that she's fine. She's taught me. Matter of fact, I'm telling her right now. I think she can hear me. She can hear me. She's getting some head tonight. I'm like, look, I'm revved up and I'm excited right now. So I'm going to go hop in the shower. I'm about to get off of here in just a second. But gentlemen and ladies and anyone else who's listening to this, please do me a favor. Take that seriously. That is a very, very, very good part, that foreplay. Talking about that. Matter of fact, that's going to be another thing that we're going to talk about soon. Foreplay, revving up that car engine, right? Revving her up to get her ready and going before we get to the main course, as they will say, right? So I want to thank you all for taking the time and listening again. We are getting this revved up and this whole thing here going. So we're going to continue this VCast. I'm going to start calling it a VCast and this podcast going. We're adding to the studio, we're adding audio equipment, we're making the sound better, we're making the scenery better for those who are actually watching it. If you are listening to the podcast and you say, you know what, I want to actually see some of the things that's going on, because in the future we're going to be having people interviewed also, and we're going to have them on screen with us. So sometimes you may want to see that as well. Remember, send us an email to our email. It's mwb4life@gmail.com. Four is F-O-U-R, the number four, spelt out. mwbforlife@gmail.com. Send us an email there. Tell us you want to join in the VCast, and we'll get you set up with that as well so you can watch. I think everyone who's on the VCast knows about the podcast and links, and we've sent those out. But just in case, you send us a comment here, whether you're watching this on live or the replay, send us a comment. We'll make sure you get that link to the future podcast as well. So thank you all, and such a great time. And a new sign-off line, as we always say, until we swing again.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, baby, you're my sun and moon. Girl, you're everything between. A lot of pretty faces could waste my time, but you're my dream, girl. You make flowers bloom. Girl, you make the stars collide.